Okay, this is still Michelle. This is still Sales of Story. This is part 3 of 3 of Sales of Story. And where I want to start. Yes, so just want to take a couple minutes debriefing our lunch. What did you do to take care of yourself? Let's hear just one or two. Did you remember to do that? How are you playing? Let's hear from one or two of you, some juicy things. I see Yvonne's hand and then Jamie, you're muted. So Yvonne first.
I did some writing.
Yay. And Jamie, was that, did you just not unmute?
Yeah, there we go. I got rid of the kids.
Yay. Love them and goodbye. Yeah. Perfect. Let's hear one more. Did you remember to take care of yourself? And what did you do so we get ideas? Yeah, Mary Kay.
I took a nap.
And fantastic.
Fed my horses.
Yay, yay. I did a handstand. I didn't do too much yoga, but I did a handstand. I poured myself some tea. I had a beautiful lunch. I thought about some things, getting things together for you for this afternoon. There's always a plan. And then there's on the court. How do I run arrange things so that it can best be heard? So then I'd like to hear, so thank you for that. Fantastic, taking care of yourselves. So I'd love to hear from one or two of you, what did you take further and why, and what was the result? Not a long story, just a sentence or two. I picked this, this is why. Jamie.
I went into the bundling because I just hadn't looked at it that way. I mean, my service is a little different. So it just expanded my thinking about, oh crap, okay. What if I had somebody buy a whole year's worth of something? And, you know, I mean, just, yeah,
exactly.
It was cool.
Exactly. Yes. That one breakthrough could be worth the entire year's investment when you've got ears to hear what you just said and then implementing it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yes. Thank you. Mind expanding and also expanding to ourselves next. Oh, what's that next level? Oh, where have I had that ceiling, mind ceiling that I didn't even know was there? What could be possible next? Thank you. Let's hear another. What did you take further? Why? What was the result? Who would like to share next? That was from like one step of the 21 steps of the one piece that we did of the whole day, right? Thank you, Jamie. Let's hear one more. Yeah, Mary Kay.
You answered a question about leveraging that was like, oh, finally I have an answer. about what to do, like, you know, when the second person comes in, so the first person doesn't feel neglected or something. So it's just the opposite. You just add something. Yeah, you said that about inviting them into a group session. Yeah.
Exactly. What is it to always come from generosity, always come from over-delivering, and then also be smartly, stupidly smartly constructing and growing our companies all along the way, and to do it from that heart-centered place that just feels so good. Hey, would you like this extra stuff? I made it just for you guys. No charge. And we're doing this high-level work. Let me just give you this. Cool. And then you have a way to continue to leverage and grow your company by always leading with generosity, leading first from the heart. Thank you, Mary Kay, for hearing that. One small piece can change the world. Otherwise, we get stuck. It's like, I got to get all my ducks in a row. I got to get all these people all at once and low ticket, whatever it is. And then, but I can't get them all in it. Oh, man. Or I think I got to continue on with just one-on-one of whatever it is that we do. And then we run into a ceiling of time. This is incredibly simple. And once we understand it and easily implementable immediately from whatever level of company we're at. Thank you. Let's hear one more. Just so we kind of remind ourselves where we were too. Just a couple of the places that we've been to through our day. What did you dive into? Yeah, Yvonne.
I just, like I said, I wrote and I just kind of dove deeper into me taking action, me making, you know, getting out of my own way, getting out of my comfort zone. I had to actually look back about what I wrote because I just let my hand do the writing. So I'm just like, where did I take that? I don't know.
I love that, which is why we're doing this now too. Little mini consolidation of, oh, right. And you're taking action. That's like that. listening to your own story from the beginning of the day. Right. I took action. I called Tiffany, and what could be, and then reminding to me the connection between me calling you so many years ago and who's that next person that it's sometimes a one very small action. I send that quick note. I make that one call, and the world changing, right? Thank you. All right. Anything burning to be said without which we cannot go further? Anything else wanting to be said? Okay, great, great work, everybody. All right, I wanna take an interlude to take a look at the wonderful questions that have been posted. And so much I wanna say about them. Jasmine, hi Jasmine, I know you'll be listening to this in recording. I know you're so bummed about not being able to make it live. So I will take your questions, I think, next week, since you're still not here. Hi, Jasmine. She was saying, maybe I'll take them just because she posted questions very late last night. So I'll wait until she's live to answer her questions, which leaves us with the pre-posted questions. Mary Kay had a host of questions. Thank you, Mary Kay. You are always our poster person for questions. Thank you. And that, how do I say this? And that's something that, you know, each one of us, we can all do. I'm always asking questions, and you can leap in at any time, and also not to take it on in your editor. If you didn't ask a question, there's probably another way that your question's getting answered. Don't worry, it's all good, all right? But always love to get the questions. And so I wanna dive into some of these, because some of these are already, we already have a first level answer. And then, as you know, Mary Kay, if we get to only that first level answer and then you have a follow-up question, there'll be time after we end at 4 o'clock, I'll stay longer for more questions for whoever wants to and can stay. And then also we can carry on through the abundance series, getting to the next level questions. So it's never, ever once and done. There are, goodness, is it like five questions on the table. So first question was, and we needed to ask this now, because now you know about what's lying around on the floor. So this is not Mary Kay's first go around. I still remember that first one that you did, Mary Kay, and you came in after the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. Like, what are these people talking? You know, you just came in just after, right? What are these people even talking about? And then you went and just like tremendous action and tremendous wins out of not even being here live. So beautiful, beautiful work. So so Mary Kay says, how do you decide what to choose to work with first from a list of what's lying around on the floor? Now you understand the question. At the beginning of the day, you might not have understood the question, right? If you say pick up what brings you the most joy, what are some of the steps to tell what brings you the most joy? Great question. So, and it takes it, you know, further what we were talking about earlier. Okay, I got all this stuff on the floor. What do I even pick up? We started already answering that question. Mary Kay started answering that question herself. I don't need to take that whole thing that's on the floor. I can play with it like clay. I can mix and combine and add and bundle. And so I might, you know, Mary Kay mentioned 3 courses that she has. She can actually offer that again. Sometimes we stop too soon. We offer it again, and it takes a while to build momentum with that thing that we're offering. And it could be that, but it could be offering a piece of it. And yes, I am going to say, what brings you joy? What do you love? We'll talk about how we know that in a second, but it could be the one piece. Maybe that course was designed 2 years ago. Actually, this is what happened with one of the retreats I used to teach. I've taught in different modalities. One retreat I used to teach, there was one piece of it that I loved, that I thought that's the most important part of that I want to carry forward. These other things are being dispersed into other teachings now. And our Quantum Leaps half day virtual retreat in the fall comes out of the best of the best of that week that I wanted you guys to have. So it came out of that, and it changed forms for these times, right? So that can always happen. The piece that the retreat the half day, when we set aside, I think we set aside a half day for Words That Sell, came out of core material. And I was talking to Yvonne about it earlier in the week, core material that I used to teach at another retreat. And it's like, well, time's changing and different forms to teach, but that one piece, I so want you guys to have it. And I want you to have it at the next level in the way that we never did at that retreat. So taking from what's lying around on the floor and what aligns with me here now, what's that next level? So those are some of the ways to find it. And how do you know what you love? I mentioned that with Mary Kay. She's looking at a line of horses, and she, in the industry, we often say pick a horse and ride it. you can't offer 10 things all, you know, I'm going to teach sewing over here, and over here I'm an athletic trainer. You know, I train people at the gym, and people will take that as no expertise, and they'll go to the person who's specialized. So, and the same thing, I'm going to launch all these 10 programs at once, even though I've never done it, like a recipe for exhaustion, right? So even if I have a whole lot of things, pick a horse and ride it, choose one and get it going and have it working and humming and then go on. So what Mary Kay, you said is that I know how to pick a horse and ride it. I choose that one. I can tell. Well, that same way that you can tell, like, I would point you to the body. You know, like I would point you to meditation and Shavasana. It's some of the many reasons that we do that. And we don't go into Shavasana going, I'm going to solve that problem. That's not what Shavasana's for. But sometimes, for instance, that's what happened with the Facebook challenge for the last few years. I knew that I wanted to do it. But it even got as far as onto our schedule. Sometimes I'm like, nope, not doing it. Because it just, maybe it was on my mind and I would go into Shavasana and something in my body just didn't feel right. It felt like overwhelm, or it felt like I don't want to do that yet. Or it felt like I have this other project that matters to me more. Trusting the body, trusting what messages come to us when we take that quiet time. Remember, 1 hour of work in the inner world equal to 7 in the outer world. Are we working too hard? Sometimes content material has downloaded to me. I've been trying to figure it out for weeks, figure it out. I'm not thinking about it at all. I'll go into Shavasana, I'll come out and the whole course is fully formed. It didn't happen just in that moment. It's been the back of my mind. But so taking that quiet time to see, you know, chap in with the body. Mary Kay, you're so good at that. And again, this is for all of us, right? Just got to look at my notes here. So you can take that, how you actually pick a horse and ride it literally, and transfer that excellence. Notice what you're doing over there, because that same energy will work over here. Just become conscious of it. Transfer excellence, right? And also know that it's not a fatal decision, right? I taught one course a number of summers ago, and it was about building your event. Now I know a lot about building your event, and I enjoyed teaching it. And I'm like, yeah, once and done, I'm done with that material. That's not the core of what I want to teach. And there was no harm in that, because pieces that I taught there, you are learning and experiencing now, but in different forms. Because for instance, what we need to do at an event, it's similar to when we're giving a talk, it's similar to a strategy session. There are different genres, but they have something that echoes. And because I taught that, I'm better at this. So I can stand at the crossroads forever and go, well, is it that one, or that one? And stand there for a year. And one of our alumni, Katie, she was in this community for 2 years. She came, she followed me from the university. She was in my class there for a year. So we worked together for 3 years. And she said, one of the most important things you taught me, Michelle, is not to stand at the crossroads. Like, not to stand at crossroads, because that itself is a choice. Now pick one and try it on like a coat. You know, we don't go to now we can't try on coats as easily as we used to pre-COVID. You go to a store and you don't go, oh no, if I try on this coat, I'm stuck with it forever. We try on a coat. Oh, it's a little too big. Oh, it's a little too small. Oh, this one's just right. You know, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So try it on and then give it some time to grow too, whether it's our high ticket item or how we decorate the door with our free gift and so on, right? Give it some time. But if there's a bodily reaction, like I hate this stuff, well, it doesn't have to be in that form. That's okay. Helpful, Mary Kay? Does that give you a few places to start? And for each of you, this is for every single one of us. Because if we choose that offer and we go, that happened to me. One of my mentors said, Michelle, from where your company is right now, you should offer this. Absolutely. This, offer this. But it wasn't, even though a really smart mentor, really heart-centered, it wasn't coming from a place of full knowledge of why I wasn't yet doing that. There was some resistance in me, and it wasn't an editor. It's like, no, my company's meant to go in this direction. So here's the, from the outside, logical choice that is not the direction I took the company, even with mentorship, because she was trying to tell me do this. And it's got to come from inside. We can get mentorship. Sometimes we're too close to it. We can't see it. But we can lean in with our peers, we can lean in with mentors, and then in the end, it belongs to you. How does it feel inside your body? And then choose one and go, and you'll know more how it feels once you've tried it on. Is it that coat or that coat? That coat or that coat? I'm not sure. Which one's the right color on me? I'm not sure. Well, try it on. Then you'll know. All right. Other questions. How do you move through overwhelm if you go get overwhelmed after these training calls? So I was going to leave that one to right till the end of the call today, but you know, if you've noticed that we're covering a lot of when we have ears to hear, this is mind blowing. This can be completely company changing for you from any one piece that we've done. If you are listening and heard at that level, raise your hand. Do you get what we're, have you heard? Did I find the words to say it? Thank you, every hand up. We're covering a lot of deep dive material. And so one way to first, and I like what Mary Kay says, some answers I've tried, connect with someone in the group, Shavasana, review, organize your notes, journal, self-care, change the story. Yes to all of those. Yes, 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 and yes. One of those examples of when you ask the question, the answer comes as well. So that's great. I want to add another piece. How do you move through overwhelm if you get overwhelmed after these training calls? I would want to play with the question a little bit. It's an authentic question. It's the perfect question to ask. But it also presumes a little bit that I am going to get overwhelmed. Now, it's real. It's nothing wrong with questions. It's a perfect question. But one of the answers to the question is to play with the question a little bit. Then head from that, what do I not want, to 180 degrees, what do I want? What if I asked, how could I feel ease and playfulness after these calls? Can you hear how it's going to come up with a different answer? So that I'm anticipating something different. And if that, Mary Kay might not be able to ask that. She might not go, well, that does, or maybe she does, or maybe she doesn't. It's going to be personal to her and each one of us, right? But it might be, how can I give myself both spaciousness, rest, and get into action after these calls? Can you see that the question itself is going to result in different answers? The one about overwhelm is still going to be landing on overwhelm. It was a beautiful question because it can get us to the next iteration of the question. I'd play with the question itself. Again, nothing wrong with the question. It is a perfect place to start. And then how could I feel ease even as I get into action after these calls? Well, then I have an answer to that question, right? Structure in time for both rest and action after our day together. These trainings are packed with mind-blowing life and company-changing things. There's no one piece that's extra. I'm learning that this is the cutting edge of my company. Sometimes I would do that, book that time at the same time. I'm going to rest and be in action all in the same day. Oops. I want some time to consolidate, to journal, to muse about this, like I had you do in mini form over the lunch hour. What is the most important for this? That one idea for Jamie could be company changing. That could double your company this year when implemented well. You got that, right? This is one idea from a very full day. So to give yourself the time to consolidate, what if there's a second idea for Jamie, for instance? What might happen then, you know? Actually give yourself the grace of that, and no pressure though, Jamie says, yeah, yeah. And also to not let go to your editor. Well, it doesn't have to double my company, but what if it just made my day easier, you know, like, right? So find the story that works for you. And can I structure in both rest so I have time to consolidate the things that I've learned? And then another day, I need more time than time for action. And I could have like half day tomorrow, I'm going to be resting. And then half day, I'm going to be in action. Another half day rest, half day action. You can create it for yourself. What if I had fun constructing that? How you do anything is how you do everything. And the energy that you start with is what's going to carry on through, right? So whether you did that or not this time, what can you do? Let's say you've got a 16-hour day tomorrow. What could you move around? What doesn't have to be done? What could you do for next time? Like, so it's always the next iteration. What do I want to do too, right? Maybe I could take my 16-hour day and turn it into a 12-hour day. Take my 4-hour day and turn it out to a 0-hour day. I could do something fun. I could go get a massage. I don't know, go for a walk. So structuring time for both, but not at the same time. I've made that mistake before, and until, I hate to say, but quite recently, here's my action rest day. No. pick one thing that you're going to implement. Take one step first. Jamie's is a good example. What if I just take that one word, bundle, and out of this whole day decide to radically implement that. So I'm not going to try to implement the, you know, 563 things I learned today. I'm going to do that one thing and then see where that takes me. Maybe implement that for a month or a week, whatever it is. One thing at a time. Ask yourself the question, what would make moving into action fun? Like Yvonne with calling Tiffany, you know, it's like, oh, wow, it was really cool. Like, could you see her face light up? And then in her remembering that, she's going to want to do it again next time. And then that gamify, like one of those 21 points, you know, helps us with that. And then all the things that Mary Kay said, yes. So I'm just going to go, I'm going to give you fish for this. There's like five questions and then lots more training still that I want to do this afternoon. So y'all still with me? If you got something helpful out of these questions of Mary Kay so far, raise your hand. I mean, I did. Thank you. Brilliant. All right. Number three. If you don't have anything in particular you want to consult with someone about, will it help to do connection calls in this group anyway? What do you think after what we've been talking about today? That has already been answered. Is it clear? Absolute yes. And you do have something in particular, a whole bunch of them from today. Hey, I want to share my vision with you. Hey, I would like time. Let's just be on a call where we don't even talk, where we just write together and create that vision. Hey, I want to crown myself, but I've noticed that there's a little editor about it. Hey, I know Michelle said if I'm just starting out, it's $2,000 to $5,000, but I don't know which one to pick. What do you think? And I know Michelle's done some nuanced training. You've been in the community for a little while. Can you tell me a little bit more about, and I didn't even tell you that story, but one of our alumni in the picking of the price, that was, I told you about her $30,000 a month. That was the other piece of it. And sometimes the price is too high and sometimes it's too low. So you could be on a connection call about that. A whole bunch of things emanating just from today with people who are inside the party and understand this language. When you say pick a horse and ride it, you're going to hear it differently. When you say be stupid to be smart, you don't have to go explaining it to them. You don't have to wonder whether they're going to be a dream enabler or not, right? Now, in the moment, anybody could accidentally be a dream stealer. Do you get it? Accidentally. Just by a look on their face, it's like, you're doing what? And we take it as, oh no, you don't like it, you know, right? But everybody here quintessentially is a dream enabler or they wouldn't be here at heart. So this is a great group to lean into. The answer is 1,000% yes. And especially now, this is the month to lean in. This is the month to lean in connection calls on the Facebook page. This is our month to have tapas, burning zeal in the yoga tradition, fire, letting a fire underneath us. We have a very special opportunity this month. So yes, yes, and yes, lean in. Absolutely. Every single call can move your company forward. What if Jamie had a call with somebody, and it could be anybody here on this call or others who are listening to the recording afterwards. And she's like, I like this idea of bundling, but I want another mind. I know that Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich says the power of the mastermind, 1 + 1 = 3. So I want to bundle. Here's my ideas. Well, can you, you know, give me an idea of what you think about this? Because I'm too close to it. And I'll do the same for you or whatever it is you need. You're having trouble crowning yourself or you want to pick the price or whatever. And then it could be that Jamie thinks she's learning about the bundling, but she's helping Marnie set her price, for instance. And then Jamie goes, oh, I told Marnie, you know, to go for the, whatever it is, 5,000 instead of 4,000, 3,000 instead of 2,000. That's because I really need to increase my prices by 50% or whatever, right? You, what you're going to take from that goes beyond the edges of what you're asking. 100% yes. Let me see. What are some reasons or stories other people don't make connections with other people, even when they might like to? I would say, don't even worry about that. You know, really, to be honest, what are those people doing? Oh, well, oh, well. And I don't know all the background. And if there's a deeper dive in this, if you'd post it for next week, Mary Kay, just to make sure we can get to all the training today. These are fabulous questions. But if others aren't making, like, can I tend to my own cord? Is there something blocking me from making a connection with somebody? And then, like with Yvonne and Tiffany, we had that example this morning. And if there is, can I investigate it and move through it? And if somebody else says no to me, if that's what I'm worried about, well, then that's their problem. You know, that's okay. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. Let it be light. If you want a next level response to that, post for next week. Okay. Because again, I want to make sure, like, these are brilliant, brilliant questions. I want to make sure that we get to all the training today. What are some ways to graciously interrupt someone who talks and talks and disconnects with the listeners? I've forgotten that name of what you call that person in your list from practical applications. This has to do with the genre from practical applications. What kind of mode are we in? here I'm training. So there's a lot of just from me to you right now, right? And I have hopefully implicit permission for that because I'm training. This is a training segment, right? If I were networking and doing this, people would run away. Do you know what I'm saying? On whatever topic I'm in, I'm at. Here, there's this and there's this and there's that. Well, who are you, right? It depends on the genre. But let's go to the strategy session genre because we're talking about sales here. It's a strategy session, a place where somebody could leap into our work, whether we call it doctor visit, strategy session, consult, discovery session, different words people use. I like strategy session because if we're strategically trying to figure out what their next step is, you can use whatever word you want. In a strategy session, ask for permission. Listen, we're here together to find out what your best next step is for your business and your life. Your best next step is to really be in relationship with your clients and have those endless referrals, whatever it is. We're here to answer that question. What's your best next step for that? Can I have your permission to interrupt you and course correct so that we can answer that question and really use our time well? And they say yes. And then they say, my great, great, great grandmother, when she gave birth out on the prairie, right? And again, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're sharing that story with me, but is it okay if I interrupt you? Because I know you're always talking about your great, great, great grandmother and her life wasn't fulfilled. I'm just wondering what that means for you now. Interesting that you're thinking about your grandmother right now. Is there something that feels unfulfilled for your business right now? See the redirect I just did for one of many different examples of the ways to do that. Get permission beforehand, redirect because you have permission because of the genre and because of asking. And then if there's another way to do this too, let's say you're networking. And again, this goes beyond the scope, ask the follow-up question if you want to, Mary Kay, or anyone else who wants to take this further, right? Let's say you're networking and if you've got a kind of negative Nelly, somebody who's, you know, oh, that's wrong. And that's wrong. And that's wrong. And that's wrong. And that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. And it's starting to feel really heavy. Have you ever been there before? Or maybe even been that person. Sometimes we are accidentally. I love this clarifying question. You know, it sounds like there's been a lot going on for you, you know, and only say what's real, right? But it sounds like there's so much going on for you. I bet you've like come through there. It's something like this. You've come through the ringer on this. Oh my goodness. You must have learned so much from that. Like, I don't know. Or maybe there's nothing to learn. Like I'd kind of be gentle about it. Maybe it was just chaos. But, and even if I've dropped that little hint, they go, no. Like, I know I learned like not to be around negative people. I learned to state my truth anyway. I learned, and you see how the conversation gets on a much better footing. And this is also why I want to teach you that words that sell, that word skill workshop that's coming up. Super excited. More on that at a different time. Back to sales, the story, but all of this is related to sales, the story, every single piece, because it's all relationships and human interaction and our inner story. These are right on point. Make sense? Mary Kay, does it give you a few places to start with these wonderful, wonderful questions? Thank you. Post a follow-up question next week. You, Mary Kay, or anybody, if you want to take that further, okay? All right, jot down your favorite aha. Biggest thing that's, and again, not does this apply to me? Oh, that was just for Mary Kay. No, it wasn't. Right? It's for each of us. Does it apply? How does this apply to me? Your one aha, biggest aha in that for you. Okay, let's hear from one of you, maybe two, just a sentence. What did you pull out for you from that, for your company here and now? Who'd like to share? Mm-hmm. Yvonne, and then Carly.
The importance of consolidation.
Oh, so interesting.
I was reminded by it, by what you were sharing with Mary Kay.
I love that. I don't even know exactly where that came in. And then it reminds us all about the importance of consolidation. I love it. And we were doing some consolidation. I don't know if this is where it came up, about some things that we learned over there in practical applications. And as
No, it was when you told her that, you know, taking time.
Right. Of course. Of course. Of course.
Aside and, you know, go through your notes and. Yeah.
That was so 6 minutes ago. I'm already on to the next thing. I forgot that. I needed that consolidation. Thank you, Yvonne. I love that. Which is why you do this little mini consolidation here. I forgot. One more aha. What's landing for you? Yeah. Oh, Carly. Sorry. This. Thank you, Carly.
That's okay. Just that standing at a crossroad is a choice in and of itself.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing that. This has stopped so many entrepreneurs. I want to make the right choice. I got to get it right. What if it's not the right audience to speak to? What if it's not the right person? What if I don't have the exact transformation? What if? On the court, making mistakes, taking action. And I learned so much from that. And the other person who stood beside me, who stood at the crossroads for a year, as I've been on the court and making the mistakes and doing the things, completely different companies, completely different life. That one piece could be a take home for the whole day. Life-changing, just one, right? Thank you, love it. Okay, again, illustrating the importance of consolidation. Thank you, Yvonne. That's hilarious. I can't believe I already forgot that. It was so, you know, so 5 minutes ago, right? Okay. Thinking of consolidation, there are probably 100 questions you have about the Sales of Story blueprint. Remember those 21 steps, not rocket science, every single one indispensable though. Jamie pulled out just the bundling, could be life-changing for her company. Not any question that you can dream of right now, but just any clarifying questions so that we can go on to the next piece. Like, Michelle, you totally lost me on that point. I don't even know what you're talking about. I need to know the answer to this question before we can move on to the next piece. So I just want to take a moment in case anybody was really confused with any of those steps. Anything? You don't have to recall what they all were. You don't have to just remember, oh, right, this piece really, I got tangled up. Anything like that? Okay, good. I'm not seeing anybody. And does it make sense? Do you get that? Like, it's not rocket science. Two of the steps are enjoy, you know? One of them, I think, says, you know, I don't have them memorized. I go back and it's like, oh yeah, that's what it is. One of them says repeat, you know, like just go do that, right? Not rocket science, but life changing when we actually implement these things. And also, how do we do it? We've been doing a bunch of them right here. All right. So no burning questions. I think just before we get to the next segment, I want to ask you this clarifying question. If you were to implement those steps, even one of them, like Jamie with bundling, for instance, right? Or like be stupid to be smart, or I could just offer this to this one person and I don't have to worry about it because I can offer it to the next person, the next level. If you were to implement even one of those pieces, what do you think might be possible for your company? I just want to hear from one of you, a sentence or two. Did you, because this is like kind of my, did you actually hear what it was we were saying and what's possible for you? There's no wrong answers here, but I'd love for someone to share. What might be possible? What's the next level that could be possible when you actually implement even one of those things? Yeah, Marnie, thank you.
I move off the crossroads of overwhelm of too many options and have a business.
Life changing. Thank you. Standing at the crossroads is choice. How about if I, and we forget the risks along with that choice. Like, oh, if I take a choice, I'm risking standing at the crossroads more than I think. I just step in. And what do I gain? A company and a life. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Yes, good. Let's hear one more. Even implementing one of those pieces. Mary Kay, thank you.
I could watch more people and animals enjoy each other rather than suffer with each other.
Which is deeply connected for you with your life, with my life purpose. I get to watch it being enacted, my life purpose on the court. In like, how good is that, right? Thank you. So where we've been so far, we did a debrief of what was happening over lunch. We went to Mary Kay's beautiful questions. We took, if were there any burning questions about the blueprint? You know, like, oh, that's clear, right? Talked about how even implementing one piece could be life-changing. Where I want to go to now is the next piece is about tracking. I said I'd get back to this. And you remember the reason why we want to go to tracking is that sometimes we go like, my company's failing and I have no idea why, or I perceive it to be failing. And a simple tracking question can save so much angst. I'm out there on Facebook every day and I spent $20,000 building my website and I've responded to these questions and I built my free gift and I've done like 10 speaking engagements and, you know, how many strategy sessions have you had this year? None. Oh, track is so simple to see, you know, what needs to move for the company to move forward. And why would we want to do that? Well, reference part one, right? So we need that burning why, because sometimes we get scared. We don't want rejection. We're worried that it's the wrong person, et cetera, et cetera. When that why is strong enough, we'll move through that. And we want to track because in that gross way, it's like, well, if we've only done one strategy session, we know what's going wrong. Or we've done 100 in a month and nobody said yes. Those are different business problems. And we might go, I'm not good at this. I want to quit. It's just not working. Well, no, we just have to hold a few strategy sessions. Maybe a bunch of them would close. Oh, I'm no good at this. It's not working. Well, I held 100 strategy sessions. Great. You found a way to get them in. Now it's just about the language and putting the right person in front. So we have things to tweak then. We may be a lot less off course than we think. We might have 9 things in place out of the 10. Like, let's say we were doing all the pieces. Mary Kay, if you could mute, please. Let's say we're doing all the pieces. And again, reference practical applications for some of those pieces, right? But in this case, sales. Let's say we're doing all the pieces right. We put our ideal client in front of us and we're in those conversations and it's heartfelt and we have exactly the offer that will help them get that transformation. Like Mary Kay, we get to watch it actually enacted in front of our eyes and we forget to make an offer during that conversation. You know, like we might've done everything right. And it's just one more piece. And they would have said yes, and they were just waiting for that. But then they went to work with somebody else. They go to work with somebody else instead. We might be so much closer than we think. And we think the whole thing isn't working. We're just missing a piece. And we can diagnose, we can see what's going on. Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
This question's been bugging me. It would help me to get your answer.
Sure.
I did a strategy call and I had someone who told me they wanted ridiculous results. They were looking for, you know, to go from making no money in over the last 5 years to $1 million a year with my help. And I got totally turned off and said, this is not someone I want. She doesn't live in reality. And I didn't pursue her. What would you have suggested that I do in my thinking and in my speaking?
It really depends on who that person is and how they're saying that. Do you know? Like, so it's really on the court. And if you could, Dottie and Mary, if you could mute, please. It's really on the court and how they're meaning what they're saying. So it's two very different people in front of me. If somebody says, well, you know, I've never made anything and I don't really feel like doing anything. And they're super negative about everything. But by next year, I know that somebody will just come in and rescue me and now I'll make $1 million. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere near that person. Like, it's just not my person anyway, right? It could be somebody very different. If they said like, it depends on how things are said, right? And then it depends on what you feel the promise is. Okay. So, hey, I have not got anything, but you know, maybe it's somebody quite different. Hey, I haven't built anything for the last 5 years because I was looking after my sick and dying husband because that's who I am. And before I used to run hospice and I made, you know, $10 million a year doing that. The last 5 years I've been off with my husband. This year I want to make $1 million. I know I can do it. Do you think you can help me? I mean, it's all in the conversation and who that person is, there isn't a pat answer. It's always about what's the transformation that I'm offering who is my ideal client and what's actually being said on the court. And it's never at the surface of the words. And that's why it's a deep dive in real conversation. All right. And the transformation that I offer, would I say to them though, for instance, okay, I will work with you and I promise you, you're going to make $1 million by the end of the year. I mean, that's not satya. That's not truthfulness from the yoga tradition. And it's probably going to cause suffering. You know, I promise you, but it's not really in my hands even, because you could just sit and do nothing all year, for instance, or you could just, I don't know, rob banks and go to jail. Or what, I don't know. And then I promise something that's not in my control. So then I'm thinking carefully about what is the transformation that I'm offering. You know, and I could conceive of a place where somebody had that background, the second person, and said, I used to run this hospice, et cetera. And it's like, listen, I don't know if we're going to get you to $1 million in a year, but I do know that you've had this and this and this, and I have this and this piece to contribute that will give you the structures and the systems that will create the possibility of that. If not this year, then as soon as we can do that. Do you hear my language? I'm not claiming something that I can't claim. It's not truthful. So I'm looking at who that person is and what I'm promising. Okay. So I want to thank you for that great question, Dottie. And again, keep asking your questions. Ask them in Facebook, ask them in the Abundance series. We are into a period of tapas. Like I say, in the yoga tradition, we need ahimsa and tapas. Ahimsa is nonviolence, non-harming. Like, don't have, you know, 20, 16 hour days in a row and live your life that way. That's not ahimsa, right? And then tapas is burning zeal. The yogis say we need them both. We need both energies. If we only have tapas, we're going to burn ourselves out. If we only have ahimsa, I'm not going to harm anything ever. So in the intentions of not harming anything, I'm only ever going to sit here and not do anything. Well, actually, I'm going to harm myself because I forget to eat. You know, it's like, so we need that nonviolence, non-harming, coupled with like energy, life force energy, move forward. Yeah, I see you nodding, Marnie, you got it. Okay, so tracking, well, we want both ahimsa and tapas in our tracking, nonviolence, non-harming, and burning zeal, all right? And you can hear both of them. And like, I'm tracking, I've only done one strategy session or 10 strategy sessions, whatever the number is this year. I feel awful about myself. I must be a bad person. That's not ahimsa. Be gentle with yourself about it. But we also want, I'm going to add satya, truthfulness, a lot of yogic virtues, right? Be truthful. Hey, I've only had one strategy session. I know what's going wrong and I can course correct, right? I want tapas. Well, I've, you know, maybe I've done 10 strategy sessions, but to meet my goals, I really want to do 50. What is it that I could do? What can I restructure? What help can I pull in so I can actually do that thing? So I do I have the life that I say I want to live, right? So tracking, how do we track? And what I want to share with you, I finally coined it. I've been wanting to coin this for years. And I don't know if the name will stick, but I like it so far. How do we create our, we'll see if you guys like this too. I love the alliteration of it. And this, see how you're all listening right now? This is part of what I want to teach you at Words That Sell. Why are you all listening now? It's how I used word skill in that moment. I could say anything here, but you're all leaning in. Do you see it? I want to teach you that word, the word, Words That Sell. All right. So money manifestation machine. I like the alliteration. I want to teach you how to create your money manifestation machine. All right. Yeah, you guys smiled. So I think that's a good start for that name. We've been doing it, but not naming it. So it's like, how do you create an empowering cash story? So we get to create what we want. Remember, Marie said, I envisioned that I was going to have a 5-day retreat and everybody would enroll. And then she just did it. We get to do that. We get to create that, right? So, and here I want to talk about that in terms of cash. Remember, if we want $1 million company, don't want to sell. From my perspective, truly, I know companies do that, but why do it the hard way? $1 million $1 widgets. Remember that? High ticket instead. We already got there. So then how do I actually create my money manifestation machine? How do I create the thing that I want from a tracking perspective? Well, let's say I want to make, for example, $100,000. We'll keep a round number to make it easy. I said that high ticket is $2,000 and up. Let's say I want to make $100,000 this year. You can add a zero if you want, if that's your company, whatever, okay? $100,000, and I want to have a $2,000 program. How many sales do I need? Basic math. And it's okay if you don't get it, somebody else will help you beside you. I need 50 sales, right? 50 sales, $2,000 each, I'll make $100,000. Am I right? This is gold for us. Because I'm going to say, rounding it out, I'm going to give myself a couple months off. I need 10 sales a month. It's just basic math, okay? Am I right? I gave myself a couple months off. If I'm going to make 50 sales, did I get that right? No, that's five. I got it totally wrong. I don't know how to add. Math was my minor at university. Is that right? 10 sales a month. And I would end up with, no, I'd end up with, oh my goodness, I got it all wrong. I need 50 sales.
So you need about 4.2 sales a month.
I was trying to make the numbers easy. All right, let's do it this way instead. I can't believe that I messed the numbers up. Let's say I want to make $200,000. Because I want the numbers to be a little easier. Let's say I want to make $200,000. I've got a $2,000 program. Now I'm going to need 100 sales. I think that's what I was thinking of. Do you get it? I need 100 sales at $2,000 each to make my $200,000 that year, correct? It also tells us it doesn't matter what the numbers are, whatever your numbers are. I just decide that I want to make $200,000 that year. So that means I need 100 sales. So now you're with me with these new numbers. Now I'm right. If I want 100 sales in a year, that means I want 10 sales a month. That's what I was trying to do. I can't believe I got that wrong. It's hilarious. So then I need 10 sales a month, correct? 10 sales a month. That means I take a couple months off, I'll get 100 sales in a year. I was trying to make it round numbers. If I need 10 sales a month, strategy sessions, when I'm learning, maybe I'll close 1 in 6. 1 in 6, that's actually good when we start. 1 in 6 people to say yes. If everyone's saying yes, I'm not making enough offers. I'm playing too small. I'm not charging enough, right? Let's say it's 1 in 6. If I want 10 sales a month, are you with me? You're writing it down on your page in front of you. That means I need to do 60 strategy sessions that month. Every one sale takes 6 strategy sessions. So I need 60 strategy sessions, am I right? Yeah, 60 strategy sessions a month, that's about 15 strategy sessions a week. Again, I'm rounding out to make it easy. That means I need to do 3 strategy sessions a day. I can have my $200,000 a year with the $2,000 program. I do 3 strategy sessions a day. I should get there, closing 1 in 6. Elementary math, and if it's not elementary because I haven't written it out, I should have written it out in front of you, but hopefully it's on your page, right? The math can get us there. I know that to create that $200,000 that year, I do 3 strategy sessions a day. Then my only problem is, my only challenge is, okay, well, how do I get them? That's my only business challenge. That's it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's say, and if it was half of that, okay, so let's say I only wanted to make 100K. Well, the numbers are going to be half. So I need to do about 1.5 strategy sessions per workday, okay? I'm going to let you guys do the math. So with 100, if I want to make $100,000, I got a 2K program, I'm going to do about 30 strategy sessions a month. Okay, I'm just doing it in half, right? Sorry if the numbers are a little wonky. I should have had it in front of you guys. All right. Let's say you can get the gist of this. Let's say I've got a $100,000 program and now I'm selling a $10,000 program. How many sales do I need in the year? 10, thank you, Wendy, right? 10 sales at 10K, I'm going to make $100,000. Y'all with me? If you're not following these numbers, don't worry. Ask again. I'll go through it again next time. I'm sorry I didn't have them in front of you. So now I just need 10 sales. Again, rounding out, pretending there's 10 months in a year. I just need to make 1 sale a month. Can you see again why high ticket matters so much? With a $10,000 program, all I need to do is make 1 sale a month and I've got my $100,000. If I'm closing 1 strategy session in 6, I'm just looking for 6 strategy sessions that month. That's my job, that's it. All I need is 6 strategy sessions to make it $200,000. So the fun part about this money, again, because I made a mistake with the math, might not have been as much fun as I anticipated at first, right? But again, tells you don't have to be perfect, right? This is a money manifestation machine. I just decide how much money I want to make. I decide what level of program I have. That tells me how many strategy sessions I need to put on my calendar. And then as I get more skilled at putting the right people in front of me, more skilled at holding those strategy sessions, maybe I go from closing 1 in 6 to 1 in 5 to 1 in 4. That's a pretty good number. Some people maybe 1 in 3 even. If I've really got my ideal client, I really know my thing, right? And if I went to, if I was closing 1 in 3, well, I only have to have half the strategy sessions, right? So I want to say it behooves us, old fashioned words, right? To create this money manifestation machine, to actually do the math. What is it, and stand for what it is that you actually want to make this year? It's very personal to you. You want to make $100,000? What level program do you want to offer? And again, add a 0 if that's appropriate for you. How many strategy sessions do I need to do a month? And then I block them off on my calendar. In this last example, I needed 6 strategy sessions a month. Well, I probably want to make sure that I have a little more room, like always err on the side of making sure I get them done. So what if I put 2 strategy session blocks on my calendar a week? That gives me 8 strategy sessions a month. I put them there on my calendar. I'm still learning this stuff, guys. I'm getting better and better at it, but I don't have it perfect. Company's been growing best year ever last year, right? But I'm still not perfect at this. It's okay. Well, I'm getting better at it. Take those strategy session spots and make them inviolable. This is when I'm having that conversation. I put it on my calendar. That's why it's a money manifestation machine. These spots are there. The universe is going to want to come in to try to fill them. If I haven't filled them that day or that week, I'm going to use that time to create those strategy sessions. I'm going to be on that phone call. I'm going to reach out to that person. I'm going to do whatever it is that puts those strategy sessions. I'm going to be in a connection call. I'm going to arrange a speaking engagement, whatever it is that's putting that strategy session on my calendar. If this makes sense to you, if you go, but Michelle, I don't know how to close that sale, or I don't know how to, right? But reference what we already did in practical application. Everything fits together hand in glove, right? Does it make sense to you that in this money manifestation machine, I figure out the number I want. I know how much I'm going to sell it for. I know I'm going to close about this many. I put it on the calendar. And when I actually do that, that is my route to creating that financial abundance in that year. If you get that, raise your hand. Did you hear that? This is so powerful. Thank you. Hands up all around the room. Okay. So take a moment to jot it down for yourself. Now, does it have to be written in stone? No. But do you want to stand at the crossroads forever? No. Just choose. You already have it inside you. What is it that you think you want to make this year? And what is the level of offer? Start somewhere, right? Write those numbers down. I want to make this much, and I want my offer to be this. So write those numbers down right now. I want to make $250,000, and I want my offer to be $5,000, whatever it is. The one that's a stretch goal, but that you can actually believe.
So I have a question around that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're coming into it for the first time and you really don't know what's out there, or so I know what I would consider my bottom line, but I'm not sure what is achievable as a starting year. Do I underestimate and then just be more active than what I planned and readjust it? Or do I adjust it high and maybe not achieve it?
Great question. I'm going to answer that goal, answer that briefly, and then return to it in the abundance series. Still more pieces I want to share with you today. So, but you can create a good, great, and awesome goals. My good goal is I'm going to close I've never done it before and I'm going to close one strategy session in the next 2 months might be your goal. Or it might be like, hey, I'm ambitious and I know that I could do this. And anything I put my mind to, like, it's highly idiosyncratic. It's you, all right? Hey, I know that I can do this. And when I name it, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to do like 10 strategy sessions a month. I don't know, whatever it is for you. And you can do a good goal, like whatever it is, I'm going to close my first strategy session in 6 months. For some of you, it's going to be like that. For others, it's going to be so. And then the great goal is what? And then the awesome goal is what? Good goal is you're going to hit it. But for now, we're just doing it roughly. I just want you to choose. You can go and play with this afterwards. Okay. Does everyone have something down on their page? Okay. If you're less experienced, put down 6 strategy sessions per sale, which is just roughly estimating, giving us some idea. If you're more experienced, 5. If you're really experienced, you might put down 4, right? Let's say I've decided that, like, so if I want to make $100,000 and it's a 2K program, I know I need to make 50 sales. So figure out how many sales you need to make that money, okay? Do the multiplication, right, or division. I want to make $1 million. My program is $100,000. I need to make 10 sales. Got it? And again, if you didn't get this, go rewind this, go back to it and work it out with an accountability partner. Connect me in a connection call. Okay. So now I want to make those 50 sales, say. Multiply that by 6. If you're less experienced, by 5, by 4, you know, closing one strategy session in 6, one strategy session in 5, one strategy session in 4. So let's say it's a $100,000 program, is $2,000. It's 50 sales times 6. I'm going to do 6 times as many strategy sessions. That means I'm aiming to do 300 strategy sessions this year. You can see why high ticket matters. I would much rather have a $10,000 program, you know, if I can start with 2. Y'all have something down now on the page? A place you can start? You're following along with it, even if you don't have it all completely up to, you can do this after the call too, all right? Well, and if I need those 300 strategy sessions a year, how many of them do I need to do a month or how many a week? Just try to get that roughly roughly on your page. And again, if you can't complete that right now, do that after the call. And then I want you to notice the editors that are coming up in the room here. Do you feel it? Like, oh, where am I going to find those? Oh, how am I going to find the time? Whatever it is. What's stopping you in this exercise is what's then stopping you in your business. Ask follow-up questions in the abundance series. That's why we're hitting the abundance series next. I don't have enough time for this. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. All scarcity thinking. And that will stop us, right? What is it that I actually want? And then how do I achieve it? Block that off on your calendar and you've got the place to actually make this, bring it from idea into your world, right? Now, how do I find those strategy sessions, right? So can you come back here with me? Can you feel a little bit of the editors in the room? But if you get that this is really powerful, that this is how I create, this is my money manifestation machine. And that in order to align with this, like, or once I align with this, this is what creates it. If you get that, raise your hand. Did I land that? I've never taught it like this before. Okay, you guys got it. Great. Okay. So, well, how do I find those strategy sessions now? I got a spot on my calendar. I know how much I want to make. I know how many I want to do. How do I find those strategy sessions? What if there were an abundance of ways to find it? We're heading into the abundance series. Oh no, they don't exist. That person isn't there. I remember too, when talking to one of our alumni, she's like, I said, how many people do you think in this city need your work? And she's like, I don't know, maybe 3. And then she thought, it's like, live in a city of 1 million. No, it's actually probably 500,000, right? Total mindset shift. Again, we got a whole series to talk about that. Those people are right in front of our noses. Oh, in fact, we've got a whole series, a whole call in the practical applications talking about finding clients right under our nose. Do you remember? Reference that, it dovetails with this. But let's just generate a few ideas about that. Well, I can do a connection call with somebody. Maybe they know somebody who needs my work. Maybe they're going to need my work. Like when I said, who do you know who? And she said, Michelle, can I do it? I can speak in front of an audience, reference practical applications. I can sponsor an event. I can do a vendor table, right? I can do a little mini laser session with people that I meet in at an event. I can go to Facebook groups in my area and start chatting with people. Do you get it? Like, there's a million different ways you can put these strategy sessions on your calendar. We have more sophisticated ways the further along we are in business. I give away, I speak and I give away a free gift. I start a relationship with them and I start chatting with them. Somebody that I'm already working with refers somebody to me. I go train on another campus, somebody else that needs, their people need my work, and then they may step forward. Right? Lots of different ways to find these strategy sessions. If you get that there's more than one way to find these strategy people, raise your hand. Do you get that? Thank you. All right. All those, though, can feel quite complicated. I want to go find that first person who is right under your nose. So know that you can do all those things to fill those strategy sessions, but there's somebody right under your nose. And I want us just to think collectively about that. Yvonne's a good example. Like, I knew her from eWomen. And I saw some things about her life that suggested that the work would be helpful. It was just a phone call. She was just a phone call. I'd already known of her because she was our eWomen managing director for quite some time. We didn't know each other well. There's somebody already in your circle that you know deep down inside needs your work, like Yvonne with Tiffany. Something that is lying on your floor that you could offer. And again, if you've already got things built, then there's things that you're already in place and offering. If you haven't done that yet, you know that thing that you've helped people with before, some idea of what you think the transformation is, but you know there's that person who really needs your help. Do you know that that's true? Have I found the words to say it? Yeah, a bunch of you are starting to nod. Write down their name. Write down their name. There's somebody you already know. Lots of you are writing down your name, their names. If you're still not sure, it might be like Yvonne. It's like, well, I can't call Tiffany, but who else? You know what I mean? It might be an editor. I can't reach out to that person. It might be, especially if you've built more in your company, who's the person that I can reach out to whose community needs my work? That might open up a whole bunch of people as well. If you've already written down a name, write down two more. If you don't yet have a name in front of you on the page, raise your hand. So you'll have at least one name on the page? Yes? Anyone? Yes. Okay, fantastic. Give yourself a round of applause for that. Do you realize you just have your ideal client sitting right in front of you? Right? They're right here. And what if that person says no? Oh, well, some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. There's somebody else that you could find just the same way that you just did this. We'll add more marketing techniques when we get to marketing as story in the summer. But you don't need high-tech ways to find those people. You already know them. They're right in front of you. Okay? So all it takes, you've got how many strategy sessions you want. You've got the, you've got them on your calendar. You know something of what you want to offer, because it's something, you pick up something that's of what's lying in the, on the floor in front of you, or you bundle things like Jamie said, right? And then you get in a conversation with that person, and you can use all the things we learn in practical applications about how that will be become an effective conversation. And you know the difference between the connection call and the strategy session. Some people might be ready to go to strategy session. Hey, if and how I can serve you. Some people, it might be a connection call. Let's see if we can help each other. And from that, a strategy session could evolve. If you could see from this that you could do a strategy session with somebody, because that's exactly what Christina did, you could, if an editor was not in the way, do a strategy session with somebody tomorrow. But that potential is there. Raise your hand. Did I get there? Did I find the words to say thank you? Thank you. Lots of hands raising. If you go, that's not possible at all, Michelle. I'm totally lost and that could never happen. Raise your hand. If it's like, I know that could happen, but I have a little bit of an editor, but still I'm catching on, raise your hand. Yeah, thank you. That pulled out a few of you. All right. If you know that the abundance series, therefore, could probably help you with that because there's some form of scarcity that's going on, raise your hand. This is why we have these two together. Don't miss next Thursday's call, all right? So, and then also lean in with each other. It's just like with Yvonne, it's like I just make that phone call, all right? So.
Now, can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
So I have actually done a few sessions with people that I know for various reasons aren't going to be paying people right now. Do I practice with them or do I sort of say I have to just treat them as potentially paying and see what happens?
Or I would investigate right at the root of that, post it for next week, and I would not assume that they cannot be paying people.
Okay.
That's the root piece that I don't agree with.
Okay.
Because am I seeing that person as small? I've had people in this community, for instance, who've worked two jobs and done like, you know, crazy stuff to be here.
Okay.
So people will find it when it matters enough to them. And if it looks like they don't have the money, it's probably because the value wasn't yet established. So that's about what are the words that I use in the strategy session and post lots of questions, lean in with each other. And we're going to continue this discussion over the coming weeks. All right. So how do we create offers that sell? First, figure out my money manifestation machine. How do I create that system, right? To here's what I want. I put the spots on my calendar. I use those calendar spots to generate those strategy sessions, right? Then I find that one person. It starts with one person with two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. And I make that phone call. You already know who that person is. Like Yvonne, an earlier version of Yvonne would have said there's nobody because she would have looked right through Tiffany. Do you get it? Because I can't reach out to that person. Yes, you can, right? And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. Even my mouth wasn't perfect here. It's okay, it still works, all right? Then you have a real conversation with them and reference everything we've learned in practical applications. All right. I know we only have a few minutes left before the official end of today, and there's something super important that we need to get to before we close officially and then go to questions, right? And that is, okay, any huge editors going like, Michelle, this is impossible. I can't do this. This could never happen for me. Again, reference next week, the abundance series, because that's scarcity. It's okay if it's happening. Is anybody like that? Or is it just like, okay, there's a lot of information. There's a lot going on. I don't quite know how to do it yet, but I can see it. I can start to see it. Y'all there? Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
I feel like I like to think that it can happen in the future. I have a hard time putting it on right here, right now.
Exactly. That was exactly what was happening with Christina. We did some deep dive coaching because she was going, yeah, okay, in 6 months from now. Oh, how about that person tomorrow? And then she closed that. All right. So just know that that's possible for you. And when we put it off in the future, there's a piece around big self and crowning ourselves that's missing. And sometimes we'll crown ourselves, but then as we push on ourselves almost, it's like, oh, wait, there's still some wobbling there, right? And then getting on the court and taking the action is what crowns us, is what brings us the confidence. I don't wait for the confidence to crown myself. I go and take the action. Did you see how Yvonne looked when she said she reached out to Tiffany? The big self came because she took the action. That's what we want. All right. It's really important that in these last couple minutes, I tell you about a really important opportunity for you in these. And Yvonne, if you could put the link in a second in the chat. The game. What is the game? Every single time that we've done this virtual retreat, we've played the game together as a community. Every single time we've won. I don't know if we'll win this time. 2 years ago, we came sliding into the plate the last day. Other times we hit it off in the first few days, even our first 10 days, right? Here's how the game goes. Well, if this is what we want to do, and can you see that there's some editors on the court about this, but there's also possibility, there's also movement, even just with, oh my goodness, if I just bundled, right? There's both editor and possibility. There's a whole bunch brewing here. You can feel it. What if we could have a place where we could actually put this on the court, where we could learn these skills, where we could lean in with the dream enablers and actually figure this stuff out, notice how we're playing and course correct, and be rewarded for taking the activities that actually grow this work in the world? How would that be? And that is the game. So here's how the game goes for those who choose to play. And Yvonne, if you could put the link for playing, the price of admission is $10. There's the link. You can click on that link as soon as we're done here. And don't do it right now because I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. We've got like 4 minutes left here. But right afterwards, you're going to want to click on this link, and the price of admission is $10. And here's what it is. We win collectively, or we lose collectively, but we win collectively. The way we win collectively, we have, you know, they say it takes 21 days to make a habit. I've given you a little more than 21 days, and it's 25 days. By March 1st, that's our aim to win the game. How we win the game, every single person who registers for the game either has a high ticket sale or helps somebody in this community create a high ticket sale. We win as a group. Does that make sense? So Wendy has a high ticket sale, and Dottie and Yvonne both helped her. All three of them, that's a tick, yes. And we win collectively. Marnie has a sale and Jamie helps her, and Jamie has a sale and Mary Kay helps her, and Mary Kay has a sale, Carly helps her, and Carly helps, you get it? What this does, it takes a village. We need a team behind us. How do we work together with a team to create sales? How do we go win, 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 win? So Yvonne made that phone call, and it was, you know, or created that phone call. It was hard for her, but she did it. She has some knowledge and wisdom. And maybe Carly is afraid to make a call, so she reaches out to Yvonne so she can make that call. And now Yvonne has made the call, but she's scared to have that conversation. But Carly goes like, I've had a bunch of conversations. I do consultations like that all the time. Let me help you with your call so that you land that. Do you get that there is such collective wisdom in this community and such a diversity of fields too? So something that's happening in the horse industry is not happening in the sales industry, is not happening in the event industry, and so on. So as we start to pool our energy and resources, we learn how to actually do this on the court. So when we win, every single person who engages either has a high ticket sale or has helped somebody with a sale. You get 2.5 times your money back. I will give you back $25, all right? Do not underestimate how much this matters, because I train myself. Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
So you actually have to sell the thing or help someone else sell theirs.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's real on the court actually happening. Isn't that what we want for our businesses, right? You know? So I'm rewarding you for doing the thing that you want to do anyway for all the reasons that we discussed in the first part of this day. And it's like encouraging you, like with our monthly forums, to do the thing that's going to help you anyway. And sometimes it's kind of funny. It's like, well, I could make a $10,000 sale. I could have that happiness that comes from it. I could build the life of my dreams, but we won't do it for that. But we'll do it for the game of $25. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know I can get all that. So I'm encouraging you strongly. And we have a time of tapas. We have until March 1st. How you do anything is how you do everything. How are you playing this game? It will tell you exactly what's happening in your company. Well, I would do that, but I might not succeed, so I don't think I want to try. That means I'm standing in the crossroads. That's what's happening in your company. Is that really how you want to play? I'm going to go for it, but I'm afraid I'm going to let people down. Oh, then what's going to happen when you have your team members who also are engaged in the company that you're building? Will you be too frightened to do that thing because you don't want to let them down? Or your family or whoever it is, so you step forward, and the stepping forward brings the courage and the confidence. Make sense? Everything you're learning about how you're playing this game is how you're playing the game in your company. And again, if you need to go right, because we're right at the hour, go ahead, just register for the game and lean in with everybody else. Listen to the end of this recording if you need to go right now. We're gonna finish up about the game, and then we're gonna, I'll stay here for questions, all right? So all it takes is $10. It's a 10, and you just go like, I can't risk that $10. Well, entrepreneurs are risk takers, right? If you're hanging on tightly to that $10, there's something going on about money for you. Go borrow it if you don't have it. You know what I mean? Like from somebody, right? Find that $10 so that you can engage. And then it's like, what role am I playing? It's like, we're going to want to track. Remember we said about tracking? So we need to track, like, how's everybody, let's say Wendy is, you know, she puts in her $10, but we don't know whether she's either had a sale or helped somebody with a sale. Well, we don't know if we won or not, right? So we want somebody to step up in the community who will keep track. And you can keep track in any way you want. You get to create it. You could put a note in the Facebook page, whatever it is. So do we have a volunteer? Again, how you do anything is how you do everything. Do you step up as leader? And then do you have an editor if you didn't, you know? Do we have somebody who will keep track of the numbers? It's just like, hey, has everybody done that or not? Who would like to do that? Could be a simple post on the Facebook page. Do we have a volunteer here? And just again, notice how you're playing. Who would like to do that for us over the, you know, between now and March? If you go, I can't do that. There's way too many things in my company. Thank you, Jamie. That's a volunteering, right? Thank you. Because if we go like, I'm too busy. Well, then we're too busy for the things that matter in our company too, right? Jamie is our scorekeeper, right? And again, this is not win-win. This isn't win-lose. This is win-win. Everybody wins together. So Jamie is the one that is keeping score. But does that mean, okay, Jamie did it, so I don't have to do anything now? Notice how you're playing then, right? We can lead from any position. How am I assisting and helping her? So if I'm, let's say I'm Dottie, but it's like, I'm never going to tell Jamie whether anything happened over here or not, right? It's like, how am I playing? Or Dottie's like, Jamie, how can I help you out in the scorekeeping? And also, am I reaching out for those connection calls? This is a way to integrate in the community and tap into, I said, this is going to be for our Facebook on Fire and Community on Fire month, right? Because this requires us to lean in. And this is a safe place to learn to lean in. And in order to build my company, I need to be able to lean in with my team. Practice it here, right? So the game is on as of right now. Anything else that I need, anything else that I've left out about it that I need to tell you about it, where to register, why this matters. You're gonna learn so much about how your company is running. And also, don't we want those wins? That's how we grow our companies for all the reasons we said, right? And if we don't win collectively, well, the money goes to the charity of my choice. Okay. So either way you win, there's no real losing. So have you stood at the crossroads? Yeah. Jamie, is that a question?
Is it open to more people than are here? Like, are you going back to your whole community with this?
This is for people who are actively in the Love Your Words community right now. Okay. It's not open to alumni. So only those who are actively in the Love Your Words community. So part of it is like, okay, well, who exactly even said they're in, right? So that's a part of keeping track. And that goes on the Facebook page somewhere, like who said they're in? And then who might know if you don't know, like maybe Yvonne will know who's in and you can ask her and right. And then other people can volunteer and say they're in. How we're working together as a team is how we're working together as a team out there too. Does it make sense?
That was my next question. So there's no report from who fills it out, or we're going to put it out like to say, this is who's all in.
That's on you guys. That's on you guys, you know? And so Jamie, you could go, well, Yvonne probably knows. I'm going to ask Yvonne, you know, or whatever it is. How do I lean in? How do I do the thing that I don't necessarily know how to do? How do I build it? How do I reach out? And maybe I don't know where to find my ideal client. And again, I get on a connection call. I post on the Facebook page. I ask lots of questions through our abundance series, because our abundance series is happening through this whole time before May 1st, or sorry, not May 1st, March 1st, which is our deadline, right? And then how am I playing all the way along? It's like, well, you know, I've got several weeks, so I think I'll start 3 weeks from now. Then that's what's happening in your company. Or wow, the game is on. How about if I reach out to that first person today? Just watching how you're playing will tell you exactly what's happening in your company. And if you're not sure, again, you could get a buddy, you could get an accountability partner. You can take this as deep as you want. I want an accountability partner because I can't always see how I'm playing. Where are the pieces where I'm pulling back? Where am I stepping forward? Did that putting things on the strategy sessions on the calendar scare me? Oh, here's an outside the box. I could start with a $2,000 offer and raise it to $10,000 or $20,000. So my money manifestation machine doesn't have to be static. I might decide that for the first 2 months, I'm going to offer like this, and then I'm going to raise it. And I didn't have that idea until I talked to so-and-so. Does it make sense about what's possible here during the game? We've always had a lot of fun. We have never lost a game so far, but the game is on and the game is real. I don't know what's going to happen this time. It all depends on you and how we play together. Make sense? Okay. So who already knows that they're going to be registering for the game? Raise your hand. Then I'm sure hoping that's 100%. And if it's not, just notice, because that's what's happening in your company right now, right?
I already did.
What's that?
I already did.
You already did. Thank you so much. Fantastic. All right. So the game is on.
You're being naughty, Yvonne. You weren't supposed to do it yet.
yeah. Rule breaker.
Thanks. So, I hear a bus. Library key.
So the game is on. What are you doing right now to win the game? And collectively, and it also teaches us that when I win, others win too. There's all kinds of things that we're going to be learning at all kinds of level, conscious and unconscious, as we play this game together. So thank you so much for being here. I love and adore you. I think that's a bye-bye. Bye, Jamie. And I will stay until the last person, until we're down to one person, if we are, to answer any questions. And otherwise, like, super looking forward to the game. So Yvonne, Dottie, before we leave, any questions to allow for the best engagement in the game?
I'm not going to sign up for the game because, and this is a pattern with me. I'm in too many things at one time. I'm in a speaker class that I signed up for.
So, Dottie, I'm going to stop you right there. All right, with love, I'm going to stop you. Here's the thing: just want you to notice. This is a little tough love here. All right. The game only requires $10, and the game is what you ought to be doing anyway to grow your company. It is synergistic with anything else you're doing. It's just, you don't need to decide right here and now the yes or the no, but just notice what's happening in your company. Am I taking myself out before it even begins? Because it doesn't take anything extra. It's synergistic with everything else. If I'm speaking, I'm speaking to close that strategy session. If I'm not, I have a hobby rather than a business. So don't need to answer right now, but just notice how you do anything is how you do everything. This doesn't interfere with anything else that we're doing. And if we're doing a bunch of other things, like I'm speaking and I'm in social media and everything else, but it's not driving to strategy sessions, then I'm not building my company. And this is designed to help you do exactly that, to close that strategy session. So don't have to answer now, but just notice, because how things are happening in the company starts right from how we're playing all the way along. Does that make sense, Dottie? And you don't have to answer right now, but are my words making sense?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Yvonne, Dottie, any last questions before we close our call today? We're good? Okay. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a fantastic, fantastic day, you guys. And for everybody who's listening to the recording afterwards too, you guys have been playing at 1,000%. I'm so excited about the game. I'm so excited about what we're building from here. So excited about the abundance series that we have coming up to serve and support us in this game. So have a fantastic day. Dottie, have a fantastic day. Yvonne, have a fantastic day. Everyone who's listening to the recording afterwards, we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye for now.